This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As you consider your weekend plans, allow me to suggest dinner and maybe a movie, because it is Oscar season after all. By most accounts, a pretty good Oscar season at that, which of course means it's a good season for the studios that make those movies. Wesley Morris is the film critic at Grantland. Welcome to the program.
Nice to be here.
So why is this such a good year?
Not to be too cynical about it, but I think that the business has changed enough for these studios to, they release fewer movies. And so now I think a lot of what they're doing is strategizing. Fall is your serious period. Your fall and your winter is when, you know, things that matter to the studios from a prestige standpoint begin to be released. And a movie like Lincoln, for instance, it's an Oscar movie that the studio knows is the one movie that it's got that is guaranteed to get everyone's attention. I mean, the odds of its winning Best Picture are pretty high.
Let me ask you then, Wesley, how you explain something like Hansel and Gretel, which is out now and is doing really well. And come on, man.
How do you explain Hansel and Gretel? I think that the studio knows that movie was a mistake, and they wait until what is conventionally known as the January dumping ground, where all these movies that nobody allegedly is looking, or when nobody's expecting a movie to be good, but they need a movie to see. So, and Hansel and Gretel is just that kind of movie. I'm sure Jeremy Renner might want to be embarrassed that he's in that, but you know what? The movie's a hit, and he probably got paid pretty well.
Along those lines, though, I mean, are we now doomed to a bunch of big movies in the summer time based on comic books and then having Oscar contenders shoved down our throats in November and December, and that's the movie business?
That is, I'm afraid to say, that's the movie business, which is why something like Beasts of the Southern Wild is a real change of pace and like a breath of fresh air and like a reminder that, you know, there is an occasion for lightning to strike or magic to happen. But yeah, I mean, we're basically looking at a pretty predictable releasing pattern for all the seasons, unless some really brave studio executive decides to shake things up by doing something interesting every once in a while to keep audiences on their toes.
Yeah, and the odds of that, right? Some brave studio executive risking, you know, a couple hundred million dollars, right?
And their job, odds are pretty low.
Yeah. But, you know, even as we talk about this, though, I'm reminded that 60 years ago, people were saying, oh, well, television's going to kill the movie business. And here we have a multi-bazillion dollar industry still.
Yeah. I mean, that paranoia wasn't unjustified. It was just extremely paranoid. So. I'm going to botch the expression, but I mean, you know, you're not paranoid if somebody's after you, and TV kind of was after the movies. But what the movies, you know, at this point, everybody owns, you know, about six people own everything.
Yeah.
So, or six companies own everything. So, I mean, whatever money they're not making at the movies, they are certainly making in TV.
Wesley Morris, he's a film critic at Grantland. Wesley, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Kai.